I'm Stephanie Singer, Director of Arts and Ideas at the Jewish Community Center of San Francisco, and I welcome you to BINA, KALW's program featuring creative voices from the JCCSF. In this series, we bring you remarkable artists and thinkers who've come to speak at the JCCSF as part of our Arts and Ideas program. On this edition of BINA, our guests are poets Danez Smith, Safia El-Hello, and Sam Sachs. And now, join Maggie Grandmeier on stage at the JCCSF as she introduces our guests.
Danez Smith is a poet, performer, and multidisciplinary artist who's galvanized diverse communities nationwide with their profound contemplations on race, gender, desire, and mortality. Danez is the author of Don't Call Us Dead, winner of the Forward Prize for Best Collection and the Midwest Bookseller's Choice Award, and a finalist for the National Book Award. And Insert Boy, winner of the Kate Tufts Discovery Award and the Lambda Literary Award for Gay Poetry. They join us tonight to talk about their new book, Homie, a magnificent anthem about saving grace of friendship at a time when our country is overrun by violence and xenophobia. Part friendship diary, part bright elegy, part war cry, Homie is the exuberant new book written for Danez and Danez's friends and for you and yours. According to the New York Times, the radiance of Homie arrives like a shock, like found money, like a flower fighting through concrete. This is a book full of the turbulence of thought and desire, piloted by a writer who never loses their way. Danez is joined by Safia El-Hello and Sam Sachs, both incredible Bay Area poets. Safia is the author of The January Children, which received the 2016 Silliman First Book Prize for African Poets and a 2018 Arab American Book Award. Sam Sachs is the author of poetry collections Berry, winner of the James Laughlin Award, and Madness, winner of the National Poetry Series. Please welcome Danez Smith, Safia El-Hello, and Sam Sachs.
Hi, everyone. It is my distinct pleasure to be here to celebrate this very beautiful book written by this very beautiful friend. So here are some poems, and then Sam will read some poems, and Danez will read some poems. How to Say, after Aga Shahid Ali. In the divorce, I separate to two piles. Books, English, love songs, Arabic. My angers, my schooling, my long repeating name. English, English, Arabic. I am someone's daughter, but I am American born. It shows in my short memory, my ahistoric glamour, my clumsy tongue when I forget the word for. In Arabic, I sleep unbroken dark hours on airplanes home and dream I've missed my connecting flight. I dream a new and fluent mouth full of gauzy swaths of Arabic. I dream my alternate selves, each with a face borrowed from photographs of the girl who became my grandmother, brows and body rounded and cursive like Arabic, but wake to the usual borderlands. I crowd shining slivers of English to my mouth. Iris. Crocus, inlet, heron. How dare I love a word without knowing it in Arabic? And what even is translation? Is immigration without irony? Safia means pure. All my life it's been true, even in my clouded Arabic. And now some new poems. Modern Sudanese poetry. My husband works his fingers into the knot muscled against my spine, and my dead stay dead. My hair a knotted cursive language, my ligature, my grief barely literate, my amulets knotted around my neck and wrists, my language, cursive and silent, glottal and knotted and scarring the cheeks of my dead, adorning the hair of my dead, tallow in their braided hair. I read the books in translation. Where is the poem? And circle every word I know. Acacia, lupin, sandalwood, and ash. They ululate my dead. They squat like brides over clay pots of smoke, a yolk suspended in each open eye. And some, in truth, are not dead, my dead, and I am who is lost, who is not counted among the living. The poem is not owed me. I was wed in all the colors of my dead, the reddening, the borrowed gold. I wrote the poem in translation. I wrote the poem in the loophole. I wrote the poem in cursive. I snarled it. I picked apart the threads and wove a shroud. I was wed in it. I unfastened. I broke my fast with apricots, furred like the ears of my dead. I looked laterally for ancestors. I descended left and right. I read the book in Arabic, knew each letter and its sound, and did not recognize the words for tallow, for ululate, my dead, my languages, my ligatures, smoke in my loosened hair.
Thank you.
And then these final two poems are some experiments I've been doing in the spirit of the poetics that I learned so much about from Dineza's work, and the work of making love poetry out of the true loves that are our friendships. So I've been writing some odes, and this first is Ode to My Homegirls, after Matthew Olsman. Ode to My Homegirls. Smelling of orange rind, of cardamom, most beautiful girls in the world. Wake up, bitch, we're getting waffles. You can keep crying, but you're going out. My marriages, my alibis, my bright and hardy stalks of protea, and all I know of love I learned at 13, dialing Basma's home phone by heart to three-way call whatever boy, so that weeks later when the phone bill came, only Basma's familiar number beside the timestamp, clearing my name, Basma herself staying awake for hours to hang up the phone after. You who send pictures of your rashes to the group text and long voice notes from the bathtub, your laughter echoing against the tiles. You who scatter the world's map, piling into cheap buses and budget airlines. Four of us asleep in my dorm bed. Six of us overflowing my studio apartment. False lashes for weeks after, like commas in my every pillowcase. You clog my toilet and admit it. You text me screenshots from the Gucci fashion show, getting rich so I can get you this. And when I lived alone, and that man followed me one night home from the 6 train, up Lexington and into the hallway, tried for hours to break open my front door. You took turns from all your cities and stayed overnight with me on the phone for 3 days, snoring and murmuring in your sleep. Ode to Sudanese Americans. Basma and Rudy were first, each holding a mirror in her arms where I could see my face as their faces. And we pierced our noses and wore gamarboba in our ears, and everyone at the party thought them hoop earrings. And in the New York years, I crowd smoky bars alongside Ladin and Shadin and Majid and Linda and Nidal, Athil and Amir and Al Khair, and Mo and Muhammad and Mo. And we are forever removing our shoes in each other's apartments, ashing cigarettes into the incense burner, making tea with the good dried mint our mothers taught us to keep in the freezer next to the chili powder from home, making songs and dinner and jokes in our parents' accents. And I am funniest when I have two languages to cocktail, when I can say remember and everyone was there. The rented room at the middle school on Sundays, where our parents volunteered to teach us Arabic, to watch us bleat alif, ba, ta, tha, and text our American boyfriends that we were bored. And at restaurants, everyone asks if we are related and we say yes. We do not date because we are probably cousins. We throw rent parties and project the video where Al Balabil sing Gitar Ashog, and I am not the only one crying, not the only one made and remade by longing, the mutation that Arabic makes of my English, metallic noises the English makes in my Arabic. We ululate at each other's weddings, we ululate at the club, and Hana and Sara make the mulah vegan, and in English Sophia spells her name like mine but pronounces it like purified. Sews a patch of garmasis to the back of my denim jacket. We wash our underwear in the sink and make group texts on WhatsApp. We go home and take pictures of the pyramids. We go home and take pictures of the Nile. We move to other cities and feel doubly diasporic. And your cousin's co-worker's little sister emails me a list of bigalas in Oakland, brings me crates of canned fava beans from her own parents' basement. And I say Sudanese American and mean also British Sudanese and Canadian and Australian and raised in the Gulf, Azza and Yusra and Amani and Yasmin. And it's true that my people are everywhere. the uncles driving taxis at the ends of our nights, the pharmacist who fills my prescription, who is named for the mole denoting beauty adorning her left cheek, guardian spirits of my every hookah bar, of my every untagged photograph, of crop tops and short shorts and pierced cartilage and tattoos, of henna and headscarves and undercuts and shaved heads, my tapestries, embroidered with hundreds of little mirrors, glinting like sequins in the changing light.
Woo!
Okay, you relate.
Hi, I'm Sam. I'm going to read four poems, and then we get to celebrate this bitch. So the first one is, I had a lisp growing up as a homosexual and a child. Is anyone else with a speech impediment? Okay, well, some of y'all. So this is for us. It's like modeled off of the scansion forms we had to fill out in order to train the lisp out of our voice. There are more S's in possession than I remembered. My name hinges on the S. Is serpentine, has sibilance, is simple. Six-lettered, a symbol different from its sign. Sound shapes how we think about objects. The mouth shapes how sound spills out, how a speaker's seen. Astigmatism is the homosexual mystique. My parents sought treatments. I was sent to a speech pathologist, sixth grade. I was schooled, practiced silence, syllabic syntax. My voice, sap in the high branches. My voice, a spoon filled with sugared semen. I licked silk when I spoke. I spilt milk when I sang. When I sang, sick men tore wings from city birds. So I straightened my sound into a masculinist I. The S is derived from the Semitic letter shin, meaning my swishiness is Hebraic, is semantic. No matter what was circumcised, the tongued Isaac, a son against the stone of my soft palate. Still, I slipped my hands into my neighbor's waistband and pulled back pincers. Sisyphus with the sissiest lips. Parcel-tongued assassin, sassy and passing for a poison sea. Now, when I say, please, can I sound straight. As the still second hand on a dead watch.
Woo!
Cool, thank you. Great. Yeah, I think I messed up some of the facts of that poem, but the feeling was correct. So I wrote this for a vigil for the National Endowment for the Arts, which was held at Trump Tower a while ago when the arts funding organization was being threatened. It's more of an essay. And it was just like a bunch of us reading poems in the cold at a building. You've been to demonstrations, yelling at buildings. And so this is something I wrote for that. Cool. To be read aloud at a vigil for the National Endowment for the Arts. There are several theories that attempt to explain the invention of money, and all of them are dipped in blood. The one that makes the most sense to me is money was invented as a system for tracking debt, the movement of goods between men. A man gives another man a horse and in exchange some kind of paper. Aristotle says every object has two uses, the purpose for which it was originally designed and the value it has when traded. There are several theories that attempt to explain the invention of written language, and one of them, the one that makes the most sense to me, is tied to debt, is dipped in blood. A man gives another man a horse, and there it is, alive in ink on paper, is a metaphor you fold and keep in your pocket. I have several theories that attempt to explain the invention of arts grants, and all of them are tied to debt, tied to the guilt a country inherits facing its history of pillage, tied to facing the impossible horror of its own wealth. A man takes a country, its money, its horses, and expects to be forgiven without giving up. And here we are having to exist in the yuck of it in a world that does not know how to assign a poem its proper horse. I've done all kinds of things for money, slang coffee, guarded a fence, taught scansion, and there was this once I for $60. I write about this often, how I hoed for poetry. Later, I received a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts for a collection including some writing about and suddenly the value of my mouth exploded. Hosanna, my currency multiplied. Now a government-approved throat. In that same packet, though, an elegy for my dead ex-boyfriend, even though he'd hated me, still, I made his body alive again on paper, made it dance for coins, traded his body for sandwiches for rent. I've got a government-approved sadness, a government-approved debt. I've got a government who wants my loved ones filled with bullets, filling prisons. It's sick how money is always disturbing the dead, always making our lives declare their value against the price of oil, but still you have to pay to live. My family had to pay to be smuggled out from the burning charnel house in Russia, and this, it's how I'm here. A man gives another man a horse who gallops away. There's an alternative theory of language that suggests it was invented to approach the ineffable, touch God, give shape to what by its nature is priceless. You, alive in my arms again, all my family, blood or otherwise, around the same table, good, clean water. Every poem I have ever written is trying to get closer to the people I have lost and is failing. Cool. That poem.
Okay.
That was a very talky poem, essayistic. Essay from the Latin means to try. Love that Latin. Okay. This next poem, I've been going to all these Never Again Is Now demonstrations, right? Trying to, like, draw the connections between our particular Holocaust and what's happening in detention centers across the country now. And I think this feels, like, especially relevant to what's happening in Palestine. And it's a poem in five sections. It's sort of like, y'all been to a protest and you say the same thing over and over again. And then, like, the language breaks down. And then you're, like, saying these words. And then they sort of are devoid of their meaning. And then re-inhabited with other meanings. Anyway, that's sort of what the poem explores. It's in five bits. And can y'all stomp between each of them? Cool. Can we practice?
How will we know?
Well, this hand right here will instruct or invite you to stomp.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that'll do. Actually, it might be better, like, off a bit. Okay. Okay. And so it's in the Never Again Is Now, right? Is how it's broken up. Okay. Never again is now is never again is never is now. And again is never is now and never again is now is now. And now again is never again is now and now when now. And now again is never again and never then never is now. Never blood work, never registry, never passport, never agree to let them search your home, never go out at night alone, never record them so they can see your phone recording, never sign anything without reading first, never sign anything, never agree to speak, even if all they feed you is meats that offend your God, never ask to use the bathroom or have a body that requires a song, never give them a reason, never believe reason has any place here, never attend the demonstration with your face exposed, never wear a mask, never sign your name or trust your neighbor, or believe it's going to be all right. At least the worst is behind us, they sang on their way to the camps. Never let your suffering isolate you from the suffering of strangers. Never believe history is a finished thing, that it doesn't live here in your very breathing. Everything's fine. Everything's business as usual. Never believe a word they say. Again, laws are passed following invented tragedies. Again, a nation is manufactured from salt. Again, riot cops arrive with their faces removed. Again, a line is drawn in militarized uniforms. Again, camps are built on the border between two imagined countries. Again, our suffering becomes the garnish on the meat of empire. Again, it's business as usual. Again, the president says the best thing you can do now is shop. Again, my grandmother can't bear to read the news. Again, my grandmother shakes her head and crows fly from it. Again, I write the lawyer's number on the meat of my forearm. Is this my country? Is this my mother? Is this my mouth? Is this my mother's tongue? My mother's tongue? May I use it? Is this Isthmus or Ismail? Is this an island I'm trapped on, separated from my people? Is this landmine this? A landmine? Is this Israel? Is it real? Is it really? Is Israel a state or song you carry inside you? Is it now? Is there camps there too? Is this a test? This assimilation? Is this the reason police didn't break up our demonstration? Is this what my grandparents dreamed of when they fled their country? Is the field narrowing? Is it so wrong? Is it justice? Is this truth self-evident? Is all men created? Is that the light at the end of the tunnel, or is that the end of a barrel of a gun? Now's the hour. Now thunder. Now is the time for all good men, now against the wall, now with both hands behind your back, now write down the names of your next of kin where they pray, now is the time, now sign your name on the dotted line, now another people cross a desert stopped by men who believe they are gods, now remember your crossing, now remember your cross, now put this blindfold on, now go out and shop, now business, now pray cops, now that's what I call love, now love your government, now don't give your neighbor a reason not to love you back, now don't throw a brick, don't use your body to block a government building, don't riot for anything but sport. Don't flood the street with rage horses. Now history begins. Now here at the beginning of history. Now is history beginning again.
Mm.
Cool. Thanks, y'all. Cool.
You're listening to poets Dinez Smith, Safia El Hello, and Sam Sachs on Bina, a series featuring creative voices from the Jewish Community Center of San Francisco. Bina is also available as a podcast, and you can find it at kalw.org. Let's return to the program with Sam Sachs.
I'm going to do one more poem and then invite Dinez up to wow and inspire.
Oh, don't
and challenge
promises.
Okay. Make you giggle. Cool. I'm writing a book about pigs. This is a poem in honor of a pig. It's for Miss Piggy of the Muppets. Y'all know Miss Piggy? Okay. Great. I know there are many ages of people here, I'm sure. I think she transcends all generations though. An iconoclast. Okay. Oh, great porcine drag queen. You who grew erudite in the slaughterhouse shadow. Mm. Eyelashes like black swords teased up to challenge heaven. Mm. Eternal in your powdered foundation. Refusing every day the knife's inevitable and unkosher ending. Besnouted fount of youth. Seminal queer iconoclast. I forgot I was in the poem. Pearls to bed. Pearls in the junkyard, pearls on television. Diva of late night, of talk shows of prime time, door kicker for the non-conventional romance. Shown us how to love across identities arbitrary as phylum and species. Bless that impossible coupling. How you took an entire frog inside you and remained the same bad pig. Who'd karate chop anyone dumb enough to disrespect. And can we get a hi-ya on three? One, two, three.
Hi-ya!
Whoa. That felt really good. Can we do it one more time? All right. One, two, three.
Hi-ya!
One, two, three.
Hi-ya!
What little faggot wouldn't look upon you and be seen or saved or salved? You who never questioned your destined for stardom. Oh, miss. Oh, great swine demimond. Oh, dame pig. I'm yours till I end. You, my religion, how I understand all us now. We are ourselves and the hand inside that guides us. We who are given voice by the same spirit that gives voice to everyone we have ever loved. Thanks, y'all.
Woo!
Cool. And now, keep that applause going for Dinez Smith!
Oh, thank you. Hello, Bay Area. How y'all doing?
Hi.
Yeah, it's like really good to be back here. I lived here for a little bit. It was a good little bit. It was a weird time in my life. I like got HIV, but it's okay because I wrote a book about it and made a lot of money. I wrote a poem about it. It's in the book. But like this is always a place. It's like it's nice to look out to the audience and see folks that I know both from the Bay and from other places. The Bay kind of catches all people at some point in time in their lives. It's just like really good to be home, and I couldn't ask for a better place to do this first gig of the tour. So thank y'all so much for coming through. Thank you for everybody at the JCC for doing this. I was raised Baptist, and you know we look up to like our like Jewish grandparents all the time. Thank you for like giving us religion, you know, poems. So the president sucks, right? Cool. And I think like what it was the only good thing that came out of the election, I think, was that it shocked liberals, right? Or the ones who, like, you know, were like liberal, but like a Whole Foods liberal. Not quite a farmer's market liberal. definitely not like a grow your own liberal. But like, you know, it was like folks, like I think we had to like hit rock bottom, right? And like, I think it also like was good even for like me to like really realize that like, oh, this president's like, oh wait, they all suck, even the black one. And then it's just like, okay, like what is this thing of like citizenship and nationhood? And really it was a chance to recalibrate and decide, you have a chance to actually pledge your allegiance to something good in the world. And who is that? For me, that isn't like these structures and powers, but it's the folks that populate our communities and our worlds. So this poem is for y'all and all my other presidents. It's called My President. My President. Today, I elect Jonathan, 11, and already making roads out of water. Young genius, blog writer, little community activist, curls tight as pinky swears, black as my nation. I trust the world in his tender, blooming hands. I trust him to tell us which rivers are safe to drink and which hold fish like a promise. And I elect Eve Ewing, who I know would miss frizzle the out this country into one big classroom where grandmas finger paint the national budget and uncles stand around smoking blacks, plotting on stars for our escape. She could walk to the podium at her inauguration and say, the future is now. And we would all marvel as the sun and moon started looping the sky like a GIF. It's pronounced GIF as the cars, all learned to fly and our skin grew bulletproof. And Colin Kaepernick is my president, who kneels on the air, bent towards a branch, throwing apples down to the children and vets. And Rihanna is my president, walking out of global summits with a wine glass still in hand, our taxes returned in gold to dust our faces into coins. And my mama is my president, her grace stunts on amazing brown hands, breaking brown bread over the mouths of the sick until there are none unfed. And my grandma is my president, and her cabinet is her cabinet, cause she knows to trust what the pan knows, how the skillet wins the war. And the man I saw high kicking his way down the river, he is my president. And the trans girl making songs in her closet, spinning the dark into a booming dress, she too is my president. And Shonda Rhimes is my president. And Nate Marshall is my president. And Trina is my president. And the boys outside Walgreens selling candy for a possibly fictional basketball team, they are my presidents. And the bus driver who stops after you yell, wait, only twice is my prez. And dude at the pizza spot who will give you a free slice if you are down to wait for him to finish the day's fourth prayer. He is my president. And my auntie, only a few months clean, but clean, she is my president. And my neighbors who hold the door open when my arms are full of laundry is my president. And every head nod is my president. And every child singing summer with a red sweet tongue is my president. And the birds and the cooks and the single moms especially, and the weed dealers and the teachers and the meter maid who lets you slide especially, and the cab drivers who stop, and the nurses swollen feet, and the braiders exhausted hands, and the bartender and Beyonce and all her kids, and the rabbi and the sad girls, and the leather daddy who always stops to say good morning, and the boy who was crying on the train, and the sudden abuela who rubbed his back, and the uncle who offered him water, and the drag queen who began to hum, oh, my presidents, my presidents, my presidents, my presidents, show me to our nation. My only border is my body. I sing your names, my mighty anthem. Cool. So I dropped a new book. My third one in 5 years. A bitch is tired. No more books, only dance. And it's like largely about friendship, I guess. That's like the thickest through line. I love thick things. And yeah, it's all about other things too. But I think like it was a chance to like mediate about how like everything can lead us back to love and intimacy at the end of the day, right? So I'm going to read a couple things from all across it. So this one borrows its title from the great hip-hop band Houdini. It's called How Many of Us Have Them. Friends, if I may interrupt right quick, I know y'all are working, busy smoking and busy trying to not, busy with friends and moms and busy with alone, but I have just seen two boys, yes, black, on bikes, also black, in they basketball shorts and they outside shoes, wild laughing about something I couldn't hear above my own holler, trying to steady the wheel and not hit they little asses as they swerved, friend drunk, making their little loops, sun lotion faces screwed up with that first and cleanest love that we forget to name as such. And hear me out. I'm not trying to diss little dude, but in this golden hour, he kind of looked like Francine off Arthur. You know, the same monkey mouth and everything. Old and I say, hey, looking ass boy, though in a beautiful way, the best beautiful, the same as I know all of us have looked like something off when washed off love. Oh, loves. Y'all's ugly asses have crowned me the worst names. Wayne Brady, gay Wiz Khalifa, all kinds of bitches and fags, though only with my bitches and fags. And once, the mark of Buddha, that year acne scored my forehead with its bumpy faith. Oh, my niggas and my niggas who are not niggas. I've almost been boxing, almost pissed myself, been tears and snot off your dozen wonders, been the giddy swine dancing above my flame. Oh, my many hearts, y'all booty face, weird ass, mojo jojo head asses, dusty chambers where my living dwells. Roast me, name me in the old ways, your talk, a river I wade, howling until it takes me. I can't stop laughing. More river wades down my throat. This could be drowning, could be becoming the water, could be a baptism from the inside out. Don't save me. I don't want to be saved. I've been died laughing before. I've been seeing God's face, and you have her teeth, my nig. But hers ain't as yellow as them saffron you keep stashed in that glory foul mouth, my friend. Oh, my friends, my niggas, my wives, I got a crush on each one of your dumb faces, smashing into my heart like idiot cardinals into glass. But I am a big ass glass bird, a stupid monster crashing through the window and becoming it just to make you laugh. Andrew used to say that friendship is so friendship. And ain't it? Even after he gave it on over to whatever, Andrew was still my nigga. When they turned his body to dust, he was still my dusty ass boy. Don't you hear it? The dust on the ceiling fan calls me a bum, says my hairline looks like it's thinking about retirement. The dust in the car says I look like a chubby slave, says I look too drunk, takes my keys, drives me home. The wind is tangled with the dust of the dead homies, carrying us over to them, giggling in the mirror. Hear them. Hear your long gone girl tease your hair on the bus. Hear them rolling when you sweep the broom across the beaten floor. I miss them. All the dead. How young. How silly to miss what you will become. I apologize. Sometimes it just catches up in me. Love and ghosts get caught up in us like wind or a bird trapped in a sheet just the same. And my friends, yes, my friends, they are some birds. They are some chicken head who I would legit stomp a nigga out for. Do you feel me? When they buried my nigga, I put on my Tims, walked out into that hot August, tried to beat his name out the dirt. I beat the earth like a nigga. I threw hands at the earth like a punk. And the ground chuckled, said, "Nigga, what is you doing? Can't you hear the wind drunk off that kindred lint? Can you hear the great roll from way off like a big nigga laughing in an alley? How your dead auntie laughs when she sees that you still ain't grew into that big ass head? How your real friend will laugh when they see that you are still the same ugly as yesterday. The same ugly as always. The same ugly as his last life." Thank you. Cool. So weather in California is weird. And I didn't realize how much I missed the seasons until the seasons didn't change when I lived here. And then it did. I didn't know if like something happened like 2 weeks ago or like 6 months ago because it was like, okay. So I wrote this poem when I was leaving California and like had missed my seasonal depression. All right, cool. "I'm going back to Minnesota where sadness makes sense. Oh, California, don't you know the sun is only a god if you learn to starve for her? I'm over the ocean. I stood at its lip, dressed in down, praying for snow. I know I'm strange. Too much light makes me nervous, at least in this land where the trees always bear green. I know something that doesn't die can't be beautiful. Have you ever stood on a frozen lake, California? The sun above you, the snow installed sea, a field of mirror all demanding to be the sun. Everything around you is light and it's gorgeous, and if you stay too long, it will kill you. It's so sad, you know? You're the only warm thing for miles, the only thing that can't shine." Family is like a kind of friend, right? Kind of like you're like mom is like your first friend. And I don't know if like other like little mama's boys like ask their moms like marry them and all that stuff when they were kids, right? Like it's like your first lover is your first friends and all that. My granddad was a big homie of mine growing up. Complicated dude, right? I think that's like a lot of folks in the families, folks that can be both like an epicenter for violence and also like a safe haven for you at one point in time. If you want to read my complicated poems about my granddad, buy my first book. But this one is more just like a little ode for him and his gold teeth. Ode to gold teeth. "Gold gates of grandpa's holler. Midas touched his blue hum, honey metal perfuming prayers. Crowns who crowned his crowns made even his vomit expensive. Gangsta grill before gangsta grizzles marked my granddaddy OG of the gin sermon in front porch tabernacle. Made everything he said sound gold rimmed Bible or gold rimmed tires. Gangsta white walls, TV antennas cross the back of your legs. Talk smart, even his punishment sparkled. Oh, his golds. When I was young, I thought your mustard gleam met my papa was a kind of hero, alien or stone. So confused how he hid all those suns so near his tongue. His mouth held the day hostage but didn't swallow it. Oh, butter glow, country tiara, ghetto kingdom of molars, glinting hallelujah, pork stuck near the black gums. Forgive me, citizens of my papa's dead mouth. I saw you from behind his cold flap at the funeral. I knew you were not teeth, but seeds. Forgive me, who planted you between the collards and the whole peas, who waters you daily with irk and jerk and prays for rain. With enough belief, a boy will sprout with 24 karat skin, his whole body one gold tooth, yellow ballad, plaqued, unbreakable, and I will raise him right." So Human Wynn was supposed to read with us tonight. He on vacation or something. And so, but this poem is for him. One of my like, Hugh lives here now. And if you have not got to witness Human Wind reading poems, I suggest you do that urgently. But like, we're both from Minnesota. We went to the same high school and stuff. And one of my like favorite things to do is like on a sad night is to go over to Hugh's house and like do makeup. We're both, he's good at it. I'm bad at it. But it's fun. All right. And this poem is for him. It's called My Bitch. Oh, bitch. My good bitch. Bitch, my heart. Dream, bitch. Bitch, my solve. Bitch, my order. Bitch, my willow stream. Bitch, my legend. Bitch, like a door. Your name means open in the language of my getting by. Bitch, sesame. Let's get together and paint our faces. That was funny. Let's get together and paint our faces the color of our mothers. If our mothers were sad men, only soft in bad lights. Let's swirl the deep grape and coffee pencils until we look like odd planets on our way to looking like the daughters we secretly were. Caked and cakes hairy, just short on grace. We look terrible when we're the most beautiful girls in the world. Bitch, my world. Bitch, my brother. Bitch, my rich trust. I miss you most when they kill us.
This is Bina, KALW series featuring artists and thinkers who've spoken at the Jewish Community Center of San Francisco. Today's guests are poet Dinez Smith, whose new book is Homie, and poets Safio El Hello and Sam Sachs. Bina is also available as a podcast, and you can find it at kalw.org. Let's return to the program with poet Dinez Smith.
Have y'all had the pleasure of becoming really good friends with somebody that you absolutely could not stand when you first met them? Cool. All right, that's what this is about. It's for one of my best friends. I didn't like you when I met you, but like the funk of a dude unwashed and sun-whooped, I learned the need. And like dude, you were stank and I was stank right back. Two skunks pissed and pissing smelling like skunks. But somehow, was it a mutual hate of a stanker f***? A song our dueling shoulders found each other in, a sink nod, being the only of our kind in a room full of not us. Here we are, friend. Two stank bitches, thick as mothers, a little gone off love's gold milk. I didn't know when I thought, I don't like that hoe. That it was just my reflection I couldn't stand. I saw it, the way you would break me into a better me. I ran from it. Like any child, I saw my medicine and it looked so sharp, so exact, a blade fit to the curve of my name. What a shame. I was slow to you. Walked up on you like a bee trapped in a car. All that fear pent up in my wings, those screaming, swatting giants. And then, finally, the window, the wind, the flowers, the hive, my queen, my queen, my queen. Cool. Word. Do y'all have a family member that you love very much, but also, like, life would maybe be a little bit easier if they went, like, poof. Cool, got it. Waiting for you to die so I can be myself. A thousand years of daughters, then me. What else could I have learned to be? Girl. After girl giving herself to herself, one long ring shout name, monarchy of copper and coal shoulders. The body too is a garment. I learned this best from the snake undulating out of her pork rind dress. I crawl out of myself into myself, take refuge where I flee. Once I snatched out my heart like a track and found not a heart, but two girls forever playing slide on the porch in my chest. Who knows how they keep time? They could be a single girl doubled and joined at the hands. Stalling. I want to say something without saying it, but there's no time. I'm waiting for a few folks I love dearly to die so I can be myself. Please don't make me say who. Bitch, the garments I'd buy if my baby wasn't alive. If they woke up at their wake, they might not recognize that woman in the front making all that noise. Two more poems. I like reading. Okay, it's been a while. This one is called My Poems. One thing that I like learned while writing this book, I guess I just want to say, is that like, in order to like deeply, what I thought about, it was like, to deeply love someone and like really like what that word, like I would kill for you means a lot. Or like I would revolt for you or like whatever it is. Cool. All right, cool. My poems. My poems are fed up and getting violent. I whisper to them, tender, tender, bridge, bridge. But they say, bitch, ain't no time, make me a weapon. I hold a poem to a judge's neck until he's not a judge anymore. I tuck a poem next to my sneak it on the plane. A poem goes off in the Capitol. I raise a glass in unison. I mail a poem to 3/4 of the Senate. They choke off the scent. My mentor said a poem can be whatever you want it to be. So I bury the poem in the river and the body in the fire. I poem this Nazi I went to college with in the jaw until his face hangs a bone tambourine. I poem 10 police a day. I poem the mayor with my bare hands. I poem the hands off men who did what they know they did. I poem a racist woman into a whistle and feel only a little bad. I poem the president on live TV. His head raised above my head. I say, Baldwin said. I call my loves. I ask for their list. I poem them all. I poem them all with a grin, bitch. Poemed into a chair, handless, votes ready to run me. They ask me what I regret. I say, multitudes, multitudes, multitudes. Cool. All right. This poem's called Trees. It's about trees. And more. Trees. Y'all, they look like slow green explosions, thick as the best fro in the click, a click of them, a whole hood of soft jade, stadium of limes, how they look, gathered at the roots and at the leaves. Woo! I'm a little bit beside myself, driving through Mississippi with Tish, who is indeed a part of myself. She say, I wish I could take a picture of all this green, but it's raining, so we can't step out and photograph these perfect emeralds. Lungs, these giant and ancient niggas. They must be niggas, right? How brown and giving they are, their fruit cousin to our hands, their flowers, our songs. I wonder if I went like a year without lotion, if my skin if my skin would dry into bark. Some of y'all have done that. I wonder if I went like a year without lotion, if my skin would dry into bark and naps would drink the day as my toes kinked with thirst. Do you think that's how trees were invented? A bunch of niggas stood still in a field waiting for a sign from older gods, their breath a prayer until breath was their only action. Oh, if I could be a tree, I know God is real. If I could be a tree, there'd be a heart knifed into me that read, I heart all my niggas. Oh, if I could stand still in a field with Tish and Blair and Josh and Jamila and Cam and Aaron and Nate and Angel and Morgan and Brittany and Kelsey and Crystal and D'Allen and Camilla and Dorian and Tahira and Nabila and Safia and Courtney and Jason and Philip and Lamar and Hanif and Eve and Chris and Dom and Saeed and Brandon and Amber and Adora and Brittany and Shanaka and James and Leland and DeVray and D'Angelo and all the niggas whose names burst my heart to joyful smithereens with their bright seeds, I would be the happiest tree. I'd let all the birds live in me, glad to breathe in that constellation of green budding stars. Oh my God, of Negroes and foliage, roots and roots and roots, here we are, black and ashy and filtering air, ready to be the forest, deliver us into an axless world, sweet mother of chlorophyll and melanin, branch and braid, dogwood and all my dogs, here we stand, waiting to be made evergreen. We see your promise in the noon star, hear your word in the rain. Cool. Last one. I'm way over time, but it's my time.
It is.
Cool. So this is called Acknowledgement. It was like written like with like these little notes about my own friends. And like I asked Facebook for stories about their friends and I made a poem out of it. What do you need to know? All right, so it should have numbers, but I hate the way numbers look on the page because, and so I just put a little dot. So I'm just going to say one in between each poem or between each little section. Shout out to Thule Zuma. If you're here with a friend, I think this is a lovely little poem to like touch their hand or look into their eyes lovingly or put an arm around them. You know, whatever chums do these days, you know? Chum is a horrible word. Okay. Acknowledgements. One, you saved me half a bag of skins. The hard parts, my fave, dusted orange with hot. One, you say we can't go to the bar because you're taking your braids out. I come over, we watch Madea while we pull you from you. One, you make us tacos with the shells I like and you don't. One, I get too drunk at a party, you scoop my pizza from the sink with a solo cup. All that red. One, you in the morning, bong water, grin, wet chin. One, you in the lawless dark, laughing like a room of women laugh at a man who thinks his knowledge is knowledge. One, I text you and you say, I was about to text you, bitch. One, you cook pork chops the same way I do. Our families in another city go to the same church. One, you rolling a blunt, holding your son is a Mecca. One, you invite me out for drag queens the night I think to finally. One, you pull over in Mississippi so I can walk a road my grandfather bled on. One, you gave me a stone turtle. It held your palm scent for a week. One, I call your mama, mama. One, you request like a demand. Make me some of that mango cornbread. It's good, y'all. I cut the fruit, measure the honey. One, you and you and you and you go in on a dildo for my birthday. You name it, Drake. You know me. One, a year with you in that dirty house with that cracked out cat was a good year. One, at the function, I feel myself splitting into too many rooms of static. You touch my hand, and there I am. One, do you want to be best friends? A box for yes, a box for maybe yes. One, did our grandmothers flee the fields of embers so we could find each other here? Friend, you are the war's gentle consequence. One, I am the prison that turns to rain in your hands. One, you at my door the night my father left beyond what we know. One, the branches of silence stay heavy with your petal. One, you smell like the milk of whatever beast I am. One, your poop is news, your fart is news, your gross body my favorite bop. One, you drunk as an uncle making all kinds of nonsense sense. I fluent the language between your words. One, and when we fight, not a ring but a room with no exit, we spill the blood and bandage the wound. Clean the cuts with tongues one. If luck calls your name, we split the pot. If you wither, surely I rot one. We hate the same people. Say bitch please with the same mouth one. And before we were messy flesh, I'm sure we were the same dust one. Everywhere you are is a church, and I am the pastor, the deacons, the mothers fainting at the altar one. As long as I am a fact to you, death can do with me what she wants one. My body, water. Your body, a trail of hands carrying the river to the sea one. I ink your name into my chest to fasten what is already there one. You made coming out, coming in from the storm one. I would love you even if you killed God one. You are the country I bloody hills for one. You love me despite the history of my hands, their mangled confession one. God bless you who screens my nudes, drafts my breakup texts one. You are the drug that knocks the birds from my heart one. Oh, the horrid friends that were just ships harboring me to you one. And how many times have you loved me without my asking? How often have I loved a thing because you loved it, including me one, with your ugly ass one. At the end of the world, let there be you one, my world. Thank y'all. All right. Tight.
I had a question for you.
What's up?
It was about writing this book and thinking mm-hmm. about friendship. It's like when you like were writing to particular people, were there ways you like called them into the room while you were writing, or like you know what I mean? Like, was there like a practice in like how you decided who to write to and how to write to them? Or did it just, yeah, how did that come off for you?
I mean, a lot of it was organic. Like, honestly, I didn't know I was writing this book until half of it popped up.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's how poems work for me. Like, I think if I say I'm going to write a book about something, I never will. But if I allow myself to organically search for something, then eventually I will find it once it's abundant enough in my mind. And so I didn't know I was writing this like book that's loosely about friendship until I was like trying to see what poems I'd been writing after a while and gather them up. I was like, there's like 40 pages about friends here. Yeah. And so once I had that, it felt like something I could lean into. So some of those poems came naturally. A lot of the book revolves around, not a lot, but some of the more, I call them like bay leaf poems, like the poems that help you cook, even if they might get taken out later. So a lot of those, revolved around the death of a friend of mine, Andrew Thomas, who passed away in 2015. And so a lot of those poems were really nothing but more than like diary entries of me trying to mediate that grief, and also trying not to let grief be the last memory I had of him. And so a lot of it was growing out of that. Intentionally, once I knew I was writing a book about friendship, I mean, it was really simple. I'd write the poem person's name at the top of the page. And I'm a sentimental ass bitch. And so if I just like look at like Sam at the top of a piece of page, and I'm like, oh, and then a poem will come out. But you know, I think it also helped really hone in the language, you know, a little bit between my own interests in like moves and syntaxes and stuff like that, and really thinking like, okay, how, like, what does it mean to write a poem for? It doesn't just revel in my own linguistic interests as a poet, but rather builds this syntactical bridge between me and them, that or language that we use within our like our love. Yeah, so that was very helpful to just think about the tiniest audience as possible. And like, what does it mean to only write this poem for one person? And eventually I'm going to publish it and like let the world in or whatever. But for right now, it really is only about like moving this one person, and everybody else can just be moved along with them.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much to everybody who came out.
Bina is a co-production of the Jewish Community Center of San Francisco and KALW. For more information about programs at the JCCSF, you can visit jccsf.org. Today's guests were poet Danez Smith, whose new book is Homie, and poets Safia Elhello and Sam Sachs. The recording engineers at the JCCSF are Ben Bernardi, Alex Espalay, Dan Folds, Lauren Lamboy, Carly Mari, and Aiden Nelson. David Kwan edits and produces the program, and Tina Pamantuan is the executive producer. Our theme music is from the album Masada Rock by the Rashanim Trio. And the music you're hearing right now is by John Zorn. Bina is available as a podcast, and you can find it at kalw.org. I'm Stephanie Singer. Thanks for listening.